And now, from the diamond to the dugout, it's the Twins Nation Podcast. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host.
Hey, Twins Nation, welcome back this week. This is Joe. Unfortunately, I'm going solo this week. Technical issues are keeping Matt from being able to join, but so I hope you won't mind just listening to me this week. We'll probably not have as long of an episode as normal because of that, because it'll just be me talking at you, but hopefully it's still somewhat listenable. Well, our Twins are AL Central champions, if you have not heard. They clinched over this past week, and they are just now trying to maintain or improve their playoff spot. Right now, they are currently pretty much locked in as the 3 seed in the playoff bracket. There's an outside chance they could get up to number 2, but they would have to finish with a better record than the winner of the AL West, which currently is a tight race. The Rangers are currently leading by 2 games, and then second place, Houston is a half a game up on third place, Seattle. And Houston and Seattle play each other the next 3 days here, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the Rangers and Mariners finish out the season against each other this weekend. So something has to give. My guess is that at this point, probably the Rangers will come out on top, but you never know. The Twins basically, to have any chance of surpassing any of those teams record-wise, will have to win the rest of their games. Good news is they play probably the 2 worst teams in the major leagues the rest of the season, so it's very possible they could do that. They play starting tomorrow. They have a day off tonight, Monday, but tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, they play the Oakland A's, and then they play the Colorado Rockies to finish out this regular season this weekend. We will see how things end up. As far as this past week goes, Twins on Monday, they lost 7-3. Despite home runs by Lewis and Kirilloff, Royce Lewis and Alex Kirilloff, Joe Ryan went 5 innings with 4 earned runs, and piggybacked by Dallas Keuchel, who went 3 innings and gave up 3 runs. So the Twins lost that game 7-3. Even worse than that, is Carlos Correa, shortstop, was removed from the game due to a flare-up of his a foot injury he has. Gosh, it'll come to me what it is. Anyway, plantar fasciitis, that's what it is. I'm sorry, folks. He has been put on the injured list, and basically they will keep him out this week and activate him in time for the playoffs and see if he can give it a go. So then Tuesday, the Twins bounced back and won 7-0. Willie Castro was basically a one-man wrecking crew. He hit a home run, and he robbed a home run in that game. He was playing center field, and he robbed a home run. It was very sweet. Ryan Jeffers hit a home run in that game. And as if Carlos Correa going down wasn't bad enough, Royce Lewis went down in that game, in Tuesday night's game. It looked like he had hurt himself earlier in the game, running down the first baseline. But apparently what that was is he's got a sore heel apparently the team already knew about, and that's why he wasn't removed then. But what happened is on later in the game, in the eighth inning, he was removed because he, on a swing, he flinched real bad and apparently strained a hamstring. And so he's been put on the injured list too, and they're going to watch and see if he'll be available for the playoffs, which start early next week here. So he won't play the rest of the season, but hopefully will be available for the playoffs. To replace Correa on the active roster, Trevor Larnach was called up from St. Paul, AAA. And to replace Royce Lewis, Jordan Luplo was recalled from AAA. And then on Wednesday, Twins took 2 out of 3 and won 5-3. They were down 3-1 in that game. Took a lead 5-3 in the ninth. A big hit in that game was a looper into right field by Kyle Farmer. And also, Willie Castro hit a home run in that game as well. So great, great fight by the Twins that night, or that day. Thursday, they had an off day. And then this weekend, on Friday night is the night that they clinched the AL Central division. They did so by winning 8-6. The big bat in that game was Alex Kirilloff. He had a home run and 3 RBIs and 2 sacrifice flies to get his 3 RBIs. And they partied like it was 1999, as they say, after the game. So, as you might expect, Saturday they came out and it was not, wasn't great. They lost 1-0. We're just going to call that the hangover game. Even though Sonny Gray pitched really good, they just didn't have any offense. Everybody was probably tired from partying the night before. So that's just how that goes. Then Sunday, yesterday, they won 9-3, got their bats back. Jorge Polanco, Max Kepler, and Ryan Jeffers all went deep. Joe Ryan went 6 innings, gave up 3 runs, and struck out 10. Some roster moves that happened. They have activated Chris Paddock from the injured list. He was going to pitch Sunday, but the game was interrupted by a rain delay just as he was going to come in. The rain delay was long enough where they then didn't bring him in. And so he's hopefully going to get in sometime this week to see if how things are going. He did really well in the minors, is throwing up around 98 miles an hour. So the fastball is there. If the Twins deem him healthy and able to contribute, it'll be interesting to see if he'll be put on the playoff roster or not. That'll be something to look out for. With that move, the Twins then optioned Josh Winder down to AAA. Their season's over, so that means Josh Winder's season is over unless some reason he's brought back up this week. And also, they've had to make a 40-man roster move to activate Chris Paddock because he was on the 60-day DL. So to do that, they put Giovanni Moran on the 60-day injured list to make that. That's what's going on there. Playoffs are coming up here next week. Let me find the day for you. It's Tuesday of next week. Don't know much more than that, other than the Twins will be playing that day. We just don't know who or when at this time. They will be hosting whoever they play, though, since they won their division. So the games will be at Target Field. It'll be a 3-game series, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But again, games or times to be announced. If you're a follower of the Twins, you'll be finding out just the same as we are. That's what we have for that. Was really hoping Matt could join us. Have a lot more to talk about. Did want to throw in a few league notes in here really quick. For those who follow more than just the Twins, J.C. Mejia of the Milwaukee Brewers, he's been suspended for 162 games, so basically a full season, for a violation he got caught using PEDs, and it's his second violation, so he's suspended for 162 games, a full season. It won't be a full season technically, in that it starts now, so he'll be able to come back with like a week left next season. And then there was just this last thing that I wanted to throw in there. It's It's really a sad thing. Those of you who follow the sport probably know Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers is wrapping up his storied career this year, finally. And so when that happens, a lot of teams now will honor a guy who's been playing a long time, and I don't mean the team that he's currently playing for. I mean the teams that he's playing against will do it, and the Oakland A's tried to do it by presenting him with a bottle of champagne. Sounds really nice, right? Well, here's the problem. Miguel Cabrera is a recovering alcoholic. He was, I believe it was 2006. He actually got, went to rehab for alcohol addiction, and so he's not going to be able to use that present. just another thing that the Oakland A's have bungled this year, besides their ability to play baseball. It's too bad. Sorry, this is going to be a short episode this week, because again, Matt couldn't join us. Hopefully, we're going to probably try later this week, see if it works better. If it does, then we'll put that out. If not, then this will have to suffice until we can record successfully. For now, that'll do it this week. Like and subscribe if you do enjoy the podcast. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram and Threads if you so desire. And all the information is in the show notes. For now then, everybody have a good week and go Twins.
Thank you for listening to the Twins Nation podcast. You can follow the show on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook, just search for Twins Nation podcast. On Twitter, we're at Twins Nation Pod. And Joe is at Big Joe Gunn.